Voice Radio. Believe it. Hey, this is Sky Voice Radio, and you're listening to Aubrey in the Middle of Spirituality in the Mix. Brand new show for this Sunday. Has been a very rough month, August. Up until now, there has been a lot of difficulty in our community. From fighting with each other about COVID conversations, to who's vaccinated and who's unvaccinated, attacks on different groups, fighting for survival in the concrete jungle globally. But I submit for your consideration that we take another look at who we are individually and collectively. I am very saddened by all the experiences that are happening in community. And I took a second look at myself, and I'm grateful that I do that every month on the 21st of the month. I've been doing that for several years now because we all have conversations with other people. We all have engagement of some sort with someone else, and we have engagements with ourselves. But the one thing that I like to do is something that I learned in college. I thought that was one of the most brilliant notions in the world. Self-assessment. We are saying that the world has a lot of problems. But if we take a look at ourselves as individuals across the world, the collective nature of who we are will show up. And when the collective self shows up, our self-assessment needs to continue. So what is a self-assessment? We use common words to describe the notion of who we are. Community. That's an individual that becomes a group of commonalities. What is common to the individual that really can help us to unite? I say it is understanding how to engage the word called love, compassion, understanding, actively listening to each other's concerns, learning to, if you will, tolerate for a season someone else's passion when they're dispassionate on different topics or different subjects. Because we are all interconnected. We may not agree on everything. As a matter of fact, we don't have a lot of time to agree on everything. Because the world is moving us in a specific direction. And we spend a lot of time creating modalities that we cannot manage. For example, we're always in the mode of going to work, trading hours for dollars, going back to our individual homes. And in the midst of that, there are so many complaints. But as my grandmother would say, if I'm going to say people are complaining, then I also have to look at the benefit of what they're doing well, those who are not complaining. So I'm concerned about how we're treating each other. Because every single thing with regard to how we are behaving now points back to the topic of this show. The influences of the spirit mind, the spirit self, in the mix of everything, the chaos, the love, the compassion, the understanding, the hate, the greed, the envy, the anxiety, the professional stupidity. all of these things that we are constantly doing. And sometimes we don't even think that we're doing it. Because sometimes we think we're thinking, but we're not really thinking. The negative part of hating on people is that it shuts your mind down from caring. And when, once you don't care, you'll do anything that will cost you an opportunity to enjoy creation. So if you're taking a second look at our energy and our spirit and ourselves, how many of us have to eat daily, subscribe to food, clothing, shelter, as examples, regardless of what we're thinking, regardless of how we're feeling, it all points back to these pieces. Because we want to sustain ourselves. But why do we want to sustain ourselves? Is it to take the opportunity to strengthen ourselves with sustenance so we can qualify our hate or our envy? I remember every single day that we're all human. But I also recognize that we spend a lot of time with what I call the color war, or the pigment war, rather. I'm white, you're black, I hate you, you hate me, orange, green, whatever color you feel does not qualify to exist and be comfortable in your space. That is what I see every day. I want to take a moment to remember a very good friend of mine, Glendon Arthur. And the reason I want to mention him in this conversation is as a tribute, because he lost his life on Monday. It was a very difficult thing for me to hear, but I do understand, because we spent a lot of time talking about different things. And I assisted him with authoring a book called Love Notes. And he would constantly share with me how much people need to appreciate and love and be concerned about each other. I will miss him. My condolences from Carib Voice Radio and the team that met him, some of the other authors, condolences to the family. Has not been an easy week. Hasn't. But as I look around the world and I listen to the newscast, and I listen to conversations, I want us to remember that the love is a vital part of our existence. Love is important for sustainability of people, places, animals, and things. Creation also vibrates on a spectrum that requires love. We are born with all of the magnets, chemicals that are a part of creation, soil, all of the pieces that make up the universe, we have been entrusted with as human beings. So we have a right and a responsibility to be kind to each other. Even if we are mad or we agree or disagree, we still should be concerned about each other in this season, especially in this season now where we are. Some people spend time being jealous of themselves sometimes, honestly, and others. I don't see the payoff in that. I cannot be the other person because I am me. And as me, I have to make sure that I qualify my hustle, I qualify my joy, and I qualify my life and love and liberty and the pursuit of being happy. And for me, it's not a difficult task. It is not simple at the same time. Sounds like a conundrum. However, I'm always cognizant and I've proven for myself that I have to be conscious of other people in my space. I have to care about them, even if they don't care about me. Because if that is my rule of engagement, or a part of my rule of engagement, to care about other people, then that is what I chose to do. I've had experiences where I've done that. It's been 40 something years or more. And I look up, I see it, and they say you're 58 years old, and you say, wow, I can't believe time flew that fast. But it's all about what is inside of you. Not what is said to you that you should believe. What do you believe about yourself? Chaos has its purpose, its meaning. How can you manage your equity or inequity related to that particular topic? It's important to be triumphant. I put my book out there, 40 Quotes for Successful Living, because I knew every day would be a different conversation. I knew that every day brought new levels, and as Dr. Sonnet would say, new devils. These are people, meaning simply people who are for you, people, places, animals, things, systems, values, skill sets between yourself and others that either support you or seek to denounce you, and sometimes they also help you. But if you remain constant, and if you keep the faith in spirituality of self, if you understand how to subscribe to the better you, you will begin to open doors that you've never thought you could open. And in this season, more than any other season in the world, I am brought to a place of remembrance, of understanding that I will not allow chaos to bring confusion into my personal space. From the commencement ceremony of the conversation that ignited and was named COVID-19, I did my best and have continued to do my best to follow science. It's not been easy. Because once those that are incorruptible are rendered corruptible in their professions and lack ethical consideration of those around them, that is where the game changes. That is where we need to really study to show ourselves approved. And I've seen conversation after conversation, and I know me, and I know where I come from, why I am here, and understand where I'm going. And I have no problem with the three things that I just said, because I purposely moved in that direction from the time I was able to speak. And I remember explaining to people that being born mute, and I think as I reflect and I look back, when you say something, some people don't understand what you're saying. Even if you're speaking English and they speak English, sometimes they're doing their own listening. But yes, it's true. I couldn't speak when I was born for a while. But what that did for me is cultivated an active, substantial ability to hear very well, understand in motion, understanding in motion, meaning I see you beyond what you're saying. I hear you, I touch you, I feel you. Even your body language talks to me. So you could be speaking and your body language is telling me something else, and I'm like, okay, I'll listen. But when I get tired listening, I'll stop listening. And I will inform you, I am no longer listening. I think it's respectful to do that. So what we have here are many different people sharing knowledge who are supposed to be knowledgeable in their field of endeavor, whether they're virologists or specialists of other types that contribute to the true information, the authentic knowledge base that will help us get through this very devious time. To hear people quarreling with each other and beginning to hate on each other, a different devil to a new level of disregard for people's opinions, places, and considerations. It's not cool. People are hurt. Community is hurt. So that's why we need to take a second look at who we are, our spirituality. Because I know for a fact we are human beings, but we're also spiritual beings. When I look at the science of how our body is constructed, when I look at night and day and light and how it reflects and all of the different pieces that make up the science of who we are, I understand who I am. So I'm trying to share a couple of things here because I think it's important that we pause, drop roll, and reconsider, because our lives are on fire. And if we continue to up the negative progression of in community and conversation, people are rebelling around the world, and that is their right and responsibility. The people who are in charge have a right to be authentic as possible in information being provided. Because I'm one of those guys that if you tell me this is where we are and you're lying, I expect you to remember the next 10, 20, 30, 40 truthful things that support the notion if you were not lying in the first place. I don't know if that's making sense to you. But the core of this conversation that I'm having with you tonight is to give you the opportunity for a reconstruction, if you will. A rededication to civil society. Be opinionated, but study to show your knowledge base is approved before you become vindictive to the people around you. Just pause. You hear that silence? That's a pause. It gives you the opportunity to reconsider how you're sharing yourself, what you look like in practice sharing yourself. What do you look like in practice being a kind-hearted person, being a logical person, being an individual of science? And as I look at the global manifestation of this conversation surrounding the COVID, I realize it's a science thing, but we were always told in the oppressed group and in the oppressed community, you're not good enough to be a scientist. You're not good at mathematics. But yet the rhythm of the community for rap and all the other things that you listen to, the music itself, is all science and math. I had to sit and listen to what I was told about my dad, and I was told he was a mathematician. He was a bus conductor on the island of Barbados. I really never had a relationship with him, but I sought him out to ask him some questions when I was able to, when I was around 30 years old. But inside of the current conversation, I'm learning so many things about so many family members, and I'm really excited to see what comes next. Because it's important for you to understand the language, the literature being presented that will affect your existence. And from what I've been able to see and hear and study and read up on, and listen with intention to understand, I realize there's a lot of confusion. And it all depends on who it's coming from, what agency, what individual. So I have to take the time, and have taken the time, inside of chaos, to manage my emotional intelligence concerning conversations that are negative in tone, texture, purpose, and motive, so that I can take a look and define what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, how I'm going to do it, and if I'm going to do it, before I begin to accuse, speak poorly about others. We have been doing that for years. And when fear showed up, and fear is here to be managed properly. We don't have to run to where there's darkness in the community. We need to be able to sit back and study as we work forward to bring more cohesion, because the very nature of protecting our mental health and the capacity building agents in our bodies require that we're clear-headed, that we understand the value of how to stabilize our body chemistry so that it can fight all the viral infections that it needs to fight and remain lucid enough to continue the challenges ahead. It is not a difficult task if your mind is in the right flavor. I've said to people, because they've asked me, do you have a solution? And I usually don't complain unless I have a solution. Because if you're all talking and no one is listening out for the solution, how are we going to end up? The solution is to do the things that you know you should have been doing from a kid. I grew up, my mom said, wash your hand. You go in the garden, wash your hand, wash your face, bathe daily, sanitize, cleanse. There's nothing wrong with doing those things on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, I've become more concerned with places, and I always was concerned, when I went to a restaurant, before I order, I purposely get up and go to see the condition of the bathroom. Why? Because if the bathroom is dirty, 9 times out of 10, the people cooking in the restaurant are also unclean. You can put as much signs as you want. Wash after using the bathroom. But if it's not a part of your natural culture, you probably wouldn't even read. And if reading is not a part of your culture, you probably wouldn't understand what's on the printed document, or directive rather. So I caution you, to be kind to your mental health, your spiritual health. Five things. One, directive. Reload your value aspirations. If you spend a lot of time hating others, question your motive and understanding for that. If you're envious, take a second look at the why. If you're greedy, balance it out. Make sure that what you've got is enough for you. And if you can't, help someone else at the same time. And then move it up the chain a little bit. Anxiousness has never done anything for me. Except make me more anxious. And eliminate bad behavior where you can. Because all of these pieces I just mentioned are powered by invisible but substantial contributions in your thinking and your attitude. In closing, I want to say the proposition is not a difficult one if you want to reload the equity within you that can help to heal the world. I feel it, and I rationalize about it every day. The same way I practice, drill, and rehearse conversations with God throughout the day that manage the strength of my stimuli and response factors in community is what made my grandmother say, "You have a very powerful constitution about you." That's your health proposition. Where you know that your immunity system, based on your mental capacity builders, are strong enough to carry you through. There are a lot of conversations, and there's another opposition coming, like I said earlier. Let us begin again. Reevaluate our value to each other. Let us reevaluate the caring and the behaviors that set us afire on a negative progression that causes harm all the time. Look at what happened when this whole COVID thing started. The skies cleared up because people were not doing the normal things that they were doing. But it also created a negative progression because we were not engaging each other. And that led to people not trusting each other anymore, not even liking each other anymore. So we must reload and reconsider the capacity builders that can help us to have strong immunities. Because we are carbon-based units. We have visible and invisible substantial behaviors that we manage each and every day to get through the day. Don't forget it. Don't lose it. Don't let it die. Stay tuned. This has been Spirituality in the Mix.
Caring Voice Radio. Believe it.
We're out of here, and thank you for listening. To all our friends, relatives, and neighbors, remember to tune in each and every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for Spirituality in the Mix. Thank you. See ya.